elsewhere. I demand to be taken immediately. Whoever is in charge, said Miss Poppy, angrily.
Oh, you shall,
grinned the goblin. And he led Miss Poppy through the streets of the kingdom of the goblins until they came to a palace. Halt! Who goes there? cried the goblin sentry.
I have brought Mr. Rofty, said the goblin.
Oh, said the sentry, and smiled. The goblin and Mr. Rofty passed through the gates and into a courtyard and through some more gates and along a long corridor and through some large gold doors and into a huge room. There, sitting on a gold throne, was the king of the goblins.
Your Majesty,
announced the goblin, bowing low. May I present Mr. Rofty? Ah, said the king, so you're the fellow who goes about being rude to everybody and who doesn't have any friends. Nonsense, said Mr. Rofty rudely. I can see that what I've heard is true, said the king, looking at the indignant Mr. Rofty. You're much too puffed up with your own importance. Therefore, he continued, I am going to allow you to be turned back to your proper size. So when you get back to Big Town, if you're rude to anybody at all, you will immediately shrink to the size you are now. You understand? The goblin then took Mr. Rofty back through the kingdom of the goblin and up the staircase and out of the tree at the bottom of Mr. Rofty's garden. The goblin looked at Mr. Rofty and then said something which sounded like coogly, coogly, boggy, lebow, or something, which is probably wobbly gobbly gook, said backwards, and Mr. Rofty grew and grew back to his original size, probably the backwards spell, backwards. Now, you remember what the king said, warned the goblin. Don't be so uppity in future. Mr. Uppity marched off furious up to his enormous house. The following day, Mr. Uppity was out walking through the streets of Big Town. Suddenly, he came across a little boy playing with a ball. Get out of my way, snapped Mr. Uppity rudely. As soon as he'd said it, you know what happened, don't you? Yes, Mr. Uppity shrank and shrank until he was no bigger than the boy was playing with. Oh dear, he gasped, and then he thought. I'm sorry, he said to the boy. What I meant to say was, please could I get past? Immediately, Mr. Uppity grew to his original size, and the boy moved. Mr. Uppity went on his way. Then he met an old lady carrying a large shopping basket. She was late for market. Excuse me, she said to Mr. Rofty, could you tell me the time, please? No, said Mr. Rofty rudely. But as soon as he had said it, you know what happened, don't you? Yes, Mr. Rofty shrank and shrank until he could easily have fitted into the old lady's bag. Oh dear, he gasped, and then he thought. I'm sorry, he said to the old lady. What I meant to say is, it's 11:25. Immediately, Mr. Uppity grew to his original size. The old lady thanked him, and Mr. Uppity went on his way. Then he went and bought a newspaper from a man standing on the corner of the main street in Big Town. He was just about to walk away when suddenly he stopped and thought. He turned back to the man and said, thank you. Thank you was a word Mr. Uppity had never used before. The man smiled. Something Mr. Rofty wasn't used to getting. Then Mr. Rofty was stopped by a man who asked him if he could tell him the way to the bank. Mr. Rofty was about to say no when he thought. Yes, he said and told the man. Thank you, said the man. Thank you was a word Mr. Rofty not only had never used before, but it was a word that had never been said to him before. Mr. Rofty smiled. He felt happy. Happy was a feeling Mr. Rofty wasn't used to feeling. He liked it. And you know from that day forward, to this day backward, Mr. Rafferty is a changed person. He's still the richest person in Big Town, perhaps the richest person in the world, but now he has lots of friends, and he smiles a lot, and he never gets that shrinky thing. And you know which two words Mr. Rafferty uses in Mr. Baldwin's face? Please and thank you. So what we'd like to say is thank you for reading the story. And if you're ever thinking about being rude to somebody, please keep a sharp lookout for goblins. Goodbye, until next time. If you want to, and if you have got the Mr. Men books, you can follow along with me when you listen to the story, okay? That's all.